VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that gives you the bigger picture and better terms of service. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Summertime is melting away like an ice cube in the sun, and from Labor Day on, it's a straight shot to the holidays. And here now with five tips for getting your holiday selling season started off right is Gladys Ramos. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller. Antiques are great. And that's antiques underscore R, the letter R, underscore great. And Gladys, what's your first tip for the getting ready for the holiday season?
A number one tip that I have is to avoid defects during the fourth quarter is to do inventory. Do a pre-holiday inventory of all of your stuff. That way, if you don't sell something that you don't have, so you avoid customer disappointment and you avoid defects. The number two tip I have, which if you're going to do inventory, you might as well organize all of your inventory so that you can find everything and everything's already set and prepped for the fourth quarter. The third tip would be use eBay's custom label field to help you locate items. I can't tell you how much I love that field. It has saved my sanity. It has made my inventory process so easy that my 8-year-old can do inventory for me if
so how do you do? Tell us how you do it.
My inventory?
Yeah.
Oh, I label all my boxes, one through whatever. I just make it a simple process, and I take that number. Let's say I have an ashtray, and I put it in box number 24. I go into eBay's custom label field, and I put this ashtray is in box 24. So then when I go to do inventory, I go into Selling Manager or Selling Manager Pro, and I go into Active Items, and there's a little tab that says Search or Improve Your Listings. You want the Search tab. And you can search by custom label field or item title. I go by custom label field. I put in, what's in box number 24. So I'll put in box number 24. Everything that's in box 24 pops up in this search area. So I just have to take the box. If there's 10 items in the box, figure out which 10 items are in there and match them up with the eBay inventory. It's so simple and easy. I have over 600 items, and it takes me about 2 hours to do inventory.
You have over how many items?
1,600.
So, Griff, do you use the custom label field?
Yeah, I started using it a few months ago. I changed the way I was storing my shirts. So I used to keep them hanging, and I would just remember where they were.
Sure.
You know how that works. So I started wrapping all my shirts after I've listed them and putting them in a plastic sleeve. And then putting them in plastic bins. And I have right now 13 bins. They
so
hold
can
about.
You see what they are when you wrap them?
Yes.
After
so I can
you
see
wrap them?
I not only can see what they are, but I have a little system where I print out information about that shirt. And then I tape it to the plastic wrapping. And then in the custom, just like Gladys says, in the custom item field, I'll say this is in bin 7. And then when I sell it, I just go take bin 7, take the shirt out, it's ready to finish wrapping and send off to the customer. It's making life, as Gladys says.
Yes. It streamlines your process.
It is such a time saver. And she's right. When it's time to do an inventory, which now I do once a month because I really feel I'm losing my mind, I can find my items a lot faster.
You do an inventory once a month?
I do now. Oh, yes, I do now. Well, I have and around 200 items. I don't have 1,600 items listed. I have 200 shirts listed. So I just I need to double check every month because I don't ever want to be in that situation where I'm stock out.
And you know what, Lee? Sometimes, glitches happen on eBay just like they happen on any site, and an item can drop off. Or you had a return and you forgot to relist the item.
That's my
have
problem.
Not dead inventory. You have inventory tied up sitting in your box that you forgot to list that could be selling. So it's important to do, an inventory to make sure that what you have listed is what you have. And if sometimes you catch stuff that you forgot to relist or fell off because of a eBay glitch or whatever. a site glitch, you know, you can fix it right then and there, and you're not losing money.
We're speaking with Gladys Ramos. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller, antiques underscore R underscore great. Gladys, what's your fourth tip?
My fourth tip is to order shipping supplies right now.
Right
start
now, don't.
Yep, oh, that's don't wait till the last minute.
Oh, that's
because I
one.
Guarantee you, the USPS will have delays. You know, trying to get their boxes out to everybody. You don't want to be stuck and not have boxes. Okay. Also, use BubbleFast. I love Mark and Robin. Their customer service is by far the best. So call Mark, get your order in. Get you know set up your shipping area well stocked. And it'll make your holiday much easier.
Yeah, yesterday during the USPS webinar, I did a impromptu plug for Mark and Robin.
Oh, good! They're so great. They're so fantastic.
We love them.
And then the fifth one is to list. It cannot sell if you're not listing, and you should be listing now. You should be filling up your store with. Merchandise for the fourth quarter because you're not going to have time during the fourth quarter. You'll be too busy shipping. So list.
List
and
for the holiday.
For a bonus tip, I have one.
Yeah, please.
Okay. When you're using Selling Manager or Selling Manager Pro, go in there and do a search for duplicate listings. Okay.
Oh, that's a good one. Yes.
Yes, because, you know, eBay's hiding them from search from buyers. You know, because they think they're duplicates, and half the time they're not duplicates. It's just the title is the same.
Sure.
So you want to go in there, make sure that you don't have any duplicates. If you do, change the title around, put an extra keyword, whatever you need to do to get it back into search.
Right.
So that way, you know, you maximize your sales because all of your items are being shown to buyers during the fourth quarter.
So I noticed that you sell a lot of mugs. Can you tell us how you wrap and ship those mugs?
Mm-hmm.
I do FOMO, but with a twist. I actually put it into a box that I get from BubbleFast. It's a what size is that? It's an eight by five by four. Okay, I wrap it in bubble, put it in that box, and then slip it into the priority mail flat rate padded envelope.
Okay, now say that again. Give us instructions from the beginning.
Yes.
Okay. Take the mug, wrap it up in bubble wrap, order your box from Mark and Robin over at BubbleFast. The size is 8x5x4. Take the box and slip it inside a priority mail flat rate envelope.
Okay. And you've never had one break that way?
No, because it's in a box.
Okay.
Yeah, people swear by it, so there it is.
There you have it.
It's in a box. You know, whether you ship it, how else are you going to ship it? You're going to ship it in a box, right?
Yes.
Well, right. I've seen some people just roll them up some way and put cardboard over them.
I don't roll them up in the cardboard. I put it in a box, and then I take the box and I put it inside the priority mail flat rate envelope, and I ship it that way.
That makes sense. Yeah,
protect it.
So
never had one broken.
I noticed that a lot of the things you sell are pre-owned, like the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it dawned on me that Christmas you can give pre-owned flatware and silver plate and things like that.
I do fantastic sales during the holidays.
Right. So how would you? I see vintage United Airlines first class flatware set, spoon, fork, knife, silver plate. So there are three pieces there. Mm-hmm. So how would you wrap those and mail those three pieces? I have a lot of these, by the way.
Yeah. Wrapping each individual piece in tissue paper, and then I bubble wrap them all together, and then I put it in a bubble mailer and ship it out.
Okay, that's simple enough.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have a niche?
No, not really. I will sell whatever is going to pay the rent at the end of the month. I don't believe in having a niche per se.
I mean, if you found one, you'd probably go with it. But in addition to everything,
but then you might make yourself into a corner, you know?
Yes, right. I think it's really tough to do that because people can find your niche pretty quickly, and then you're suddenly, if you've invested in a lot of inventory of that niche, you're going to be in a price war.
Right. Exactly.
That can be hard. Yeah.
So basically, to get ourselves ready for the holidays, we want to avoid defects, so we want to do a pre-holiday inventory.
Yes.
Then we want to get our inventory organized.
Right.
For the fourth quarter.
Right.
Then we want to use that custom label field.
Yes.
For doing your inventory.
You will love it.
Yeah, and Griff is using it, and he swears mm-hmm. by it.
I do.
Right. Then you mentioned ordering extra USPS boxes now.
Right.
So you're not having to do it during the holiday rush.
Right.
And you mentioned Bubble Fast. Of course, do it with Bubble Fast. All good tips for the holiday. And we should be doing that today, now.
Right now.
I'm doing my inventory this weekend.
Do you put any, like, Christmassy stuff on your listings when you, around the holidays, Christmassy or Hanukkah or anything like that? No. Just,
I don't do none of that.
And you don't either, do you, Griff? You just go for it, right?
No, I don't. I have to admit. I should probably. Shouldn't. I don't know.
You'd probably have to do all of them. You'd have to do Hanukkah. Yeah, you'd have to. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Probably have to do all of them.
Oh, it's so hard.
Not being PC. That's not what I'm doing. I'm just saying you want to sell things.
Things. Right.
Gladys, it's been a blast.
A treat.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Gladys. This segment was sponsored by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Up next, going global here on eBay Radio.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998, when he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.